Good morning, ladies. I'd like to start by reading a poem to you. It says, I did not know the precious light before, the way I know it now. I could not see my need for it, my pride would not allow. I knew it all without a care, the self-sufficient lie. My path was smooth, my sea was still, no darkness was in my sky. I thought I knew his love for me, I thought I'd seen his light. I thought I did not need to grow, I thought I'd found my sight. But then the way grew rough and dark, the storm clouds quickly rolled. The waves began to rock my ship, I found I had no hold. The ship that I had built myself was made of foolish pride. It fell apart and left me bare, with nowhere else to hide. I had no strength or light to face the trials that lay ahead, and so I simply opened the light of his word and bowed my weary head. His loving arms enveloped me, and the light shined bright, as only God's word can. He said, you still must face this storm, but I will hold your hand. So through the dark and lonely night, he guided me through the pain. I could not see the light of day or when I'd smile again. Yet through the pain and endless tears, my faith began to grow. I could not see it at the time, but my light began to glow. I saw God's love in brand new light, his grace and mercy too. For only when all self was gone, could Jesus' light shine through. It was not easy in the storm. I sometimes wondered why. At times I thought, I can't go on. I'd hurt and doubt and cry. But Jesus never left my side. He guided me every day. Through pain and strife, through fire and flood, he helped me all the way. And now I see as never before how great his light can be, how in my weakness he is strong, how much light he's given me. He worked it out for my good, although the way was rough. He only sent what I could bear, and then he said enough. He raised his hand and said, be still. He made the storm cloud cease. He opened up the gates of joy and flooded me with peace. I saw his face now clearer still. I felt his presence strong. I found anew his faithfulness. He never did me wrong. And now I know more storms will come, but only for my good. For pain and tears have helped me grow as nothing ever could. I still have so much more to learn as Jesus' light shines in me. If in the storm I'll love him more, that's where I want to be. Let us, as we go through life, never ever doubt his love, knowing he has given us everything in that precious light from above. Now I would like to look at what the pioneer teachers taught about light. They taught that God brought his greatest creation, mankind, into the light, slowly over the centuries. For example, they taught that the three dispensations of man were the patriarchal age, the Mosaic age, and the Christian age. These three ages were exemplified as the starlight age, the moonlight age, and the sunlight age, each a gradual transition from the more obscure to the perfect. The patriarchal age was like the starlight age, where the knowledge of God was very limited. The fathers, or patriarchs, made sacrifices for their families. Again, their knowledge was very limited. Then there was the Mosaic age, or the moonlight. There was more light, but not full light, as described as being a tutor to bring us to Christ. Again, the knowledge was still limited. They did not understand the full purpose or knowledge about Christ and his purpose and fulfillment of the remedial system. The Apostle Paul speaks of it being a mystery to them. But now during the Christian age, or the sunlight age, we have all truth. We have full light. There is no more truth or light for us to receive. Peter tells us that now that God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, we no longer need more light. Paul, by inspiration, revealed, when that which is perfect is come, the complete revelation from God, then that which was in part was to be done away with. We as Christians are so blessed to live in a time of perfect light or truth. 1 John chapter 2, 7-8. Brethren, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write to you, which things is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. Now let's take a closer look at our theme today, Matthew 5, 14-16. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. The analogy of light and dark is one we see throughout the scriptures. This passage in particular is one we often hear and teach from a young age. We sing this little light of mine in Bible classes and vacation Bible school. In my Bible class, we often use LED lights that you can get from the Dollar Tree, and we turn off the lights and we shine our lights. And the kids absolutely love it. They love shining their lights and pretending to hide them and not letting Satan blow them out. Explaining this light to them is a little harder in the younger age groups, but they enjoy the song nonetheless. I ask them, does this mean there's a flashlight or a candle inside of us? Where is this light coming from? They easily catch on to what they believe is the appropriate answers. And as many of you Bible teachers know, they always answer Jesus or God. Those are their favorite answers because they know that those are almost always correct. Verse 16 of Matthew chapter 5 is one of my favorites. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. But how do we do this? How do we, in a world of darkness, shine our lights? If you hold up a lit match, you will notice the flame has no shadow. Light has no shadow. Only a darker object, lit by a light, casts a shadow. Light casts out darkness. Ecclesiastes 2:13. Then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly, as far as light excelleth darkness. John 1:5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Even the tiniest speck of light in a dark place can be easily spotted. Think of the moon, stars, or light from under a doorway, a candle on a hilltop. When I was a teenager at church camp, I can remember a campfire devotional, because every night we'd have a campfire and we'd have a devotional. And one devotional in particular always stuck out in my mind. They handed out birthday candles, and they lit one, and the person that they lit would light the ones next to them, and it went all the way around the circle. And they spoke about how hard it was to keep that light lit. It happened to be a little breezy that night, so it really was hard to keep that candle lit. They exemplified the lesson that it is easy for outside forces to distinguish our light if we allow it. This example also showed how we could share our light with others and help light the light for others. Who or what is the light spoken of in the Bible? God is the light. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you. The God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Jesus is the light. John 12:46. I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The word or gospel is light. Psalms 119:105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. It was pointed out in a lesson that the verse from Matthew chapter 5 says, let your light so shine before men and not let your light shine. We often think that the light is coming from us and we focus on our light. But the Bible doesn't tell us to shine our lights. It's not about us. It's not about our importance or egos. The verse says to let your light so shine that men seeing your good works will glorify God. The last line of the verse says, let your light so shine, again, not shine your light, before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Our light should be a reflection of the light which comes from above, not an emanation of ourselves, but of God. Even Christ came to reveal the Father. On multiple occasions throughout Scripture, he said, not my will, but thine be done. We should also have this attitude, not my will, but thine be done. We can also see it is God whom we are wanting to show to others through our actions, not to show off ourselves, but by doing good deeds and putting ourselves in the limelight. It is God we want to illuminate to others, not ourselves. If we focus on ourselves and our good deeds, then we miss the point of the verse. We are commanded to do good works, and those good works should cause others to glorify God, not us. God is the light. Christ is the light. The Word is the light. 2 Corinthians 4:6. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God and the face of Jesus Christ. As Christians, we must be this light, as in through us, others may see God and glorify him. No matter how much darkness surrounds us, we cannot hide our light because of fear. For example, fear of the unknown, fear of persecution, or fear of standing out. We must shine brightly for all to see. How can we shine our lights to show others Christ? By loving God, we abide in the light. John 3:19, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. If we believe in him, we should abide in the light. John 12:46, I have come into the world that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. And by following him, we will not walk in darkness. John 8:12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. In addition, by putting on the armor of light, we cast off darkness. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. That's Romans 13:12. Furthermore, we must walk as his children and show the fruit of light. Therefore, do not become partners with them. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. How can we know if we are in the light? 1 John 2:9-10 says, whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. Light illuminates darkness, and it will illuminate our sin. We cannot hide our sins, and we cannot be in the light if we are still in darkness. Luke 8:17, for nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. Therefore, we must repent and do our best to remain in the light by avoiding people, places, and things that would cause us to remain in the darkness. 2 Corinthians 6:14, do not be unequally yoked to unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness, and what communion has light with darkness? John 11:10, but if one walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. John 12:35-36, then Jesus said to them, a little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest the darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of the light. While Jesus was talking to the apostles here, this verse is still a good reminder to us. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. I don't know about you, but at nighttime when all the lights are off in the house and I'm stumbling through the house and I'm running into things, it's hard to see where you're going. And that's the same as when you're in sin. You don't know where you're going and you're running into things and you're stumbling. And that's the importance of being in God and in the light. Furthermore, we see in Ephesians 5:11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. The devil also pretends to be a light. The devil disguises himself as an angel of light. 2 Corinthians 11:14, and no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. The Bible warns that the God of earth has blinded people from seeing the light of the gospel. 2 Corinthians 4:4, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Therefore, we must open our eyes to the truth and the eyes of others by teaching them the truth. In Acts 26:18, Jesus is talking to the apostles about delivering them from the Jewish people and the Gentiles, which he now sends them to teach. He says, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Romans 2:19 is a rebuke to the Jews, who are guilty as the Gentiles, and are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, having the form of knowledge and truth in the law. It goes on to point out the hypocrisy. If one is teaching something, they must also be adhering to it. If we are in the dark, we cannot be a light unto others, for it would be like the blind leading the blind. To conclude, I'd like to share some quotes that I have on light. We are all broken. That's how the light gets in. That's Ernest Hemingway. We are all broken, but only through God can the light get in. Happiness can be found even in the darkest of times if one only remembers to turn on the light. And that's a quote from Harry Potter. As Christians, we must look to the light of the word for comfort in the dark times. A candle loses nothing by lighting another candle, James Keller. Blowing out someone else's candle won't make yours shine any brighter. There are two ways of spreading light, to be the candle or the mirror that reflects it. Edith Warrington. So today I would like to talk about and hope that you get something from this lesson that will help you to shine your light so that others may see Christ and to remember that you are a light that can light other people's light for Christ, and to remember not to blow out other people's lights. Thank you.